Our story is about the great Tana, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We know that often in the Mishnah we encounter the name Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Whenever you see a Rabbi Shimon plainly in a Mishnah, that's Rabbi Shimon, the son of Yochai. We also often encounter the name Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, and that is Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi. And we often encounter the name Rabbi Yossi, and that is Rabbi Yossi bar Tachlafta. Now these three sages, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, were once sitting conversing. So Rabbi Shimon, we said, is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Yossi bar Tachlafta. That is the Rabbi Yossi who compiled the Seder Olam Rabbah, a medrash that discusses history. Medrash, the focus of this medrash, the Seder Olam Rabbah, is to go in the order of world history and explain when things happened. Rabbi Yossi bar Tachlafta compiled it. And they were sitting and learning Torah, and there was a disciple of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai present named Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. Now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Rabbi Yehuda was a son of Gerim. His family, his grandparents, were plain, ordinary Romans. His parents were converts. His parents had converted to Judaism. And Rabbi Yehuda learned by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai valued him. For at one time, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim was leaving the academy, he was going on Bein Hazmanim or something, so Rabbi Shimon tells his son Eliezer, go get a blessing from him. He's an important man. So we see that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai valued Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon are conversing. And this is a famous conversation they had about the Roman Empire. The Romans had taken control of Israel. They initially were invited by one of the kings when there was internal struggle in the Hasmonean kingdom. They're called the Hasmonean kingdom. Really, it's Herod's dynasty. Edomim themselves. And the Romans had made all kinds of decrees forbidding the Jews from circumcising or keeping Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda saw the positive in the Romans and said, look at what benefits, what positive things there are among the Romans. They did build marketplaces. They did build bridges, good infrastructure. They did build bathhouses. We could cleanse ourselves better. There is something good to say about the Romans. And Rabbi Yossi heard what Rabbi Yehuda said, and he was silent. He didn't say anything positive. He didn't want to say anything positive about the Romans. But he also was cautious from saying anything negative. Rabbi Shimon, who saw before his eyes all the destructions, the Romans had brought upon Israel. They had destroyed the temple. They had murdered masses. They had murdered sages and tortured them. And even the great Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Shimon's Rebbe, they had tortured to death. Rabbi Shimon said, what good can you say about the Romans? Whatever good they did was for their own benefit. And everything they did was bad for us. They set up markets so they could have prostitutes. They set up bathhouses so they could keep themselves clean. They set up bridges so they could collect taxes. What good is there in the Romans, even in the positive that you see? Yehuda ben Gerim, who had overheard this conversation, he was a student. He was also a learned person. He went and discussed this conversation. And because he had relatives who were Romans, he was a descendant of Gerim, the word got back to the Roman Empire about this conversation. We have a rule. We have to be careful before we quote things. The Talmud says, you'll note in the Torah, one of the most common verses are, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. God said to Moshe and said, go tell this over. From here the Gemara derives, when we hear something, we may not quote it unless we are overtly told. go, you may quote what you just heard. Unless someone clearly says that, you're not allowed to quote what you overhear. But Rabbi Yehuda was not careful enough. And he quoted the conversation, and suddenly people were talking about the different views the rabbis had about the Romans, and the Romans themselves heard of it. The Romans said, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi, he praised us. From now on, he's getting a position of leadership. From that point onward, he would always speak first in the academy. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi is referred to in the Talmud as well as Rosh HaMedabrim b'Kol Makom. He was first to talk. The Romans said, you always got to let him talk first. And he, in truth, the Talmud in the end of Brachos quotes conversations they had, even in the Secrets of Torah, in Kerem B'Yavne, and even there the Talmud says, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi started first. Now, we have to understand that Rabbi Yehuda was a great sage. Throughout the Shas, we have Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Throughout the laws of Muktzeh, you have Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The two of them had many disagreements in Halacha. Throughout the Shas, you hardly have a chapter in Mishnayos where you don't have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon arguing. They're both students of the same time period, and they learned together. They were both great sages. Rabbi Yossi, who was silent, he will be exiled. He has to go live in Tzipori, up on the mountain. And that's why Rabbi Yossi, who had to leave his family and leave his plot, he went with his wife, but he didn't have the standard territory that everyone else had. He never called his home. Rabbi Yossi always said, my wife is my home. Rabbi Yossi was exiled. He had to go live in Tzipori. That's what Rabbi Yossi says, Mi amai lo karati le ishti ishti. I never called my wife my wife. I never called my field my field. I always said, I never called my home my home. I never called my field my field. I always said, my wife is my home and my ox is my field. If I have an ox, I could always plow other fields. Rabbi Yossi was exiled in his life. If he has his wife, he could always build a home somewhere else. The essence of the home is the wife. It's not the bricks and the mortar. And Rabbi Shimon, who spoke so badly about us, he will be killed. Rabbi Shimon hears that this is what the Romans decreed. He went to the academy and hid out. He and his son Elazar, the famous Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, the famous great sage Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, we discussed stories about him and we'll continue with stories about him later. Day and night they learned and they didn't leave. No one should find out. Rabbi Shimon's wife would bring them bread and water every day. She brought them the things they needed. And the Romans stepped up the search. And the Romans threatened whoever would help Rabbi Shimon and his son in hiding. Now Rabbi Shimon and his son were wary. What's going to happen? Maybe they'll come and torture his wife. Maybe they'll follow his wife. What are they going to do? And this is where we'll have to pick up next time.